Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, everybody. It's me, Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's up?
We are on demand today. Crappens on demand. So hello, everybody watching from home, okay?
Whoa. Hi.
I know this looks like the same shirt I wore 2 days ago to do this, but guess what? It's the same. It's a different shirt in the same color because I love Old Navy gray, y'all. I love a Heather gray.
It's Ronnie Gray, okay?
Okay.
It's your signature color.
Everyone, I hope you're like Ramona and wearing your mask, okay? Don't try and drink through it, because that's not how it works. But wear your mask. If you need one, go to crappensmerch.com to get that, okay? And today we are here with the Real Housewives of New York Reunion Part 1.
Whoa. What an episode. What an episode, Rondell.
What a fun episode.
It was hilarious, but most importantly, it had a twist at the end that I was not expecting. Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I like. That's what I like. And a lot of people were excited because a big question from last year was there was a scene in the trailer for whatever last season was, season 10 or whatever, featuring Dorinda going wild. And everyone said, why did we never get to see that? Well, the chickens have come home to roost.
You know what I say, Andy? Chickens are roosters, and roosters better shut their fucking mouths. That's what I say, Andy.
You better shut your fucking mouths,
roosters. You better roost it up, rooster.
You better case. You know what, roosters? You know what? You met your hen on this show, rooster, so why are you so mad? Why are you saying cock-a-doodle-doo in the morning? We gave you everything you could want, rooster.
Yeah, come on, rooster. Yeah, and she was doing that. Her finger, she was doing like the Sopranos, like, finger.
Oh. Hardcore. So she's good. Scary. We'll get to that. Yeah.
Okay, so at long last, it's an in-person reunion with the cast that we never knew that we needed. The maids wiping down the chairs. I need those cleaning ladies on this show. Yes. Immediately. I need a tell-all with those cleaning ladies.
This was really an amazing twist on the reunion experience. First of all, we watched, instead of having the normal backstage stuff where people are in their hair and makeup, we watched everyone arrive already hair and made-up done and wearing masks. And Ramona is the one who shows up first. And she's wearing some sort of like plexiglass mask thing around. At first I thought it was like almost like a like an Arabian like Scheherazade whatever thing like in front of her, and then I realized it was actually just like plastic. And she's in this like plastic guard which is fully open on the bottom, so so there's that.
Yeah.
So she shows up and she's like, my girlfriend designed it. It's one of my 50 friends, okay? I've got a face plastic face mask girlfriend designer, okay?
Okay,
here it is.
Yeah, fucking Ramona. And I like how she walks up and she's like, what are you, working? Like, yes, Ramona. So this is their job, Ramona.
She looked like she was wearing a fish tank on her mouth. Just this.
She did. Yeah, I'm not sure about those check cashing store masks. I'm not really into that. But also, I would walk around just fogging the entire thing up, so it would never look really cute on me. So I think I'm projecting.
Yeah, I would have some serious fog issues. It'd be gross.
Yeah, but my mom wears one of the, but she wears the full helmet one that goes all the way down. And I'm like, oh, hello. I'm like sliding a check under the thing.
I mean, they're definitely helpful to a certain extent, but they're not, we could do better, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've made fun of her so much that last time I saw her, she wore a paper mask. Mm-hmm. But she had it on backwards, so it was like all of her lip makeup on the.
I mean, what you're really supposed to do is wear you're supposed to wear like the proper mask, right? That's like around your ears and right on your mouth. And then if you want to wear the guard over it, that's like great. But but either way, kudos to Ramona for innovating her face mask design by incorporating masks and guards all in one and having.
Yes. And plugging a friend while she's in there.
And plugging a friend.
So Tinsley shows up. She's like, I'm happy. I'm in a happy mood today, Andy. And then Dorinda comes, and one of the production guys is like, have you been in close contact with anyone who has been diagnosed? And she's like, I hope you ask Ramona Seegers those questions. All right. You didn't ask Ramona those questions, motherfucker. She was running around Mar-a-Lago, all right?
I love how Dorinda deflects even that question. like how many things is she just deferring to Ramona on, or deflecting to Ramona on? Like, ma'am, do you have 3 limes here? And you know that if you get a 4th lime, it's $1 off. Well, you better tell that to Ramona Singer, because last time I checked, she was buying 6 limes and paying full price. So how about you ask her? How about you ask her?
Why don't you ask that goddamn lime stealer? Yeah. When they sit, they're all sitting down, you know, 10 feet apart or whatever it is, in a big semicircle. And Ramona's like, well, you know what? I screamed at the wind. It's being late. Hey. And Andy's like, listen, you know what, Ramona? We only need masks once we get up. And she's still got it on. She's like, what? What? Can I have a drink at least? Can I have a drink? And she's like poking it against the...
I mean, it's borderline a Hannibal Lecter mask, honestly, right? Like, it is. Like, it's borderline that. Also, let's give some props to Luann, who wore a mask of her mouth. Did you notice that?
Yes, she has a mask made of her own mouth.
Yeah, which is so Luann. Like, well, you know, I don't want people to be concerned that it might not be me showing up. So I just want to give full confidence that the woman sitting down in front of you is the same woman that we all know can sing a wonderful version of Happy Birthday to Quarantine. Thank you.
Well, I'm keeping the gif of Ramona trying to drink through her plastic face. And the best part is that she didn't just do it once. She wasn't like, boom, ah, I'm in a mask. She was like, boom, 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 boom.
She's like an animal at the zoo, like trying to paw at the people. Whoa, why is it plastic? What's this force between me and my mouth?
I was like, wow, Ramona, you're really convincing everyone that you wear a mask every day. She like doesn't yeah. even know what...
doesn't even know how to navigate with a straw.
Yeah, and then Leah comes in one of the strangest outfits. You know, like we've seen like the see-through thing over the... Mm-hmm. We've seen the see-through thing over a dress, but she's wearing like... Is she wearing 2 different kinds of underwear? I think she's wearing like regular granny panties, but then also a thong in the back. But then all... I don't know. It was kind of a mess.
It was sort of like an aerobics outfit, like a black aerobics outfit with a sheer top. It was definitely a sight. And I think that she wore it pretty much to piss off Ramona. But Ramona didn't fall for it. But I think that's what she was trying to do.
Yeah, she's like, your virginity is going to be broken right now, okay? And I can say that because it's not 60 people here, right?
Yeah, okay. So Andy's like, well, we are in a warehouse surrounded by relics of New York reunions past. I'm like, there are 45 rugs on the floor. This is not about reunions past. This is like you guys found a rug warehouse and they agreed to let you shoot in it. Why are there so many rugs?
Relics of reunions. Yes, I'm talking to you, Ramona. All right, let's be honest. Did you wear that dress to piss off Ramona, Leah? She's like, you know what? It's because she's in a room with 6 people, so I don't care, okay? It's one to 60 people. It's different, Andy, okay?
Yeah, you know, when you're only 6 people, you can offend them all. But when you got 50 people, dude, that offense gets multiplied by like 10. And so that's like 10 times the offense, okay? It's sort of like when I'm with Mario, I have 10 times the sexiness, okay? I'm sorry, but that's how math works.
And Dorinda, how you feeling, Dorinda? And she's like, excited, Andy, very, very excited. Nothing can go wrong for me in this reunion, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's just going to be another simple reunion for me. So Andy's like, hi, Ramona. He's like, I have to say, this is the best you've ever looked. How are you feeling about tonight? And she's like, you know what? It's just another date. It's like when I was talking to my 50 girlfriends all together in an indoor place without our masks on. It's like today's another day, okay?
And Lou, how are you feeling? New and improved. How do you think I'm feeling, Addy? New and improved.
That's right. So then Andy goes to Sonia. He's like, you know, there's something different about you. She's like, oh yeah, I lifted the drapes again, and this time permanently. You know what? I wanted to look like Ellen Barkin.
What? Who says that? What?
I was like, this sounds like something that we would say. I'm very inspired by her strength and her wit and her intelligence. She's so talented. I just want to be a regular Ellen Barkin.
Yeah, who says they want a face inspired by Ellen Barkin? That's like me going into the doctor and being like, you know what? Give me the Ron Perlman. Just give it to me.
Full, I'd like the Brenda Blethyn, please. Do we have a Brenda Fricker? Can we get that? I would love a Brenda Fricker, you know? And Jane Pauley. I'll take the Jane Pauley.
I watched all of Animal Kingdom for Ellen Barkin. Love her and everything, but just what an odd choice, you know?
I'll always be traumatized by seeing Ellen Barkin in that movie, Bad Company, with Lawrence Fishburne, where she and Lawrence Fishburne have sex in a chair. And I watched it with my dad, and I was like, I think I can never watch anything with Ellen Barkin again. This is too much. It was like this really intense scene where she's like, that's probably what Sonia watched. Like, oh, I saw this wonderful movie with Ellen Barkin and Lawrence Fishburne in a chair, and there was fucking. And I said, I want to be like that. So here I am.
And Tinsley, great to see you. How's it feel? She's like, it's strange because, like, I feel kind of disconnected because I left a long time ago. Also because I'm not really touching the seat because I'm wearing, like, 10 years worth of Christmas wrapping as a dress. And it's so itchy, Andy.
It's like, how many tutus are you going to shove on yourself at one time?
She was basically wearing Christine from Selling Sunset's wedding dress. It was like a black... wedding dress. I was like, you found it. You found Christine's dress.
You know, from Galil Hav. It seems kind of dark in here. Your dress is covering your face, Tinsley. She's like, Andy!
Can we get Garrel Sparrow in here to adjust that corset, please? Thank you.
Well, Ramona, let's talk about this verse. Quarantine. How's quarantine? Everybody had a good time? And Leah's like, well, I was in Long Island, okay? And Ramona says, Ramona's like, you know what? I was in Florida. I was married, okay? My ex-husband. You know, my ex-husband's name is Mary, okay? Avery suggested, okay? You know, one time, Avery suggested a roll taco. It's like a regular taco, but it's rolled. I had the poops for days, and it's normally I don't listen to her. But this time, I did, because I got to see Mario, who's my ex-husband.
You know what? It's a perfect metaphor for me, okay? Because I used to be a hard shell. I had a very hard shell. You couldn't, you know, if you touched me, I was very hard and crunchy. And if you touched me too hard, I'd fall apart. But now, guess what? I'm renewed and ageless and I'm like a soft talk. I'm rolled up and soft. And you can bend me any which way you want because that's me, okay? I care about me and positive energy. And I'm self-reliant like a soft taco, okay?
Okay. He's like, are you going to give it another shot with Mario? And she's like, you know, love him as a person, but you know what? He doesn't stimulate me anymore, Andy, okay? He doesn't stimulate me.
You know what? Maybe if you wore a red scarf, it'd be a different story, but until then, you know what? I'm sorry. Mario doesn't stimulate me. Also, because I asked him to get back together and he said no, so that really didn't stimulate me, that answer. By the way, can we just say that this was probably one of the best coronavirus discussions that has aired on TV since the pandemic started. This was amazing to me, this entire coronavirus segment. Well, I knew you loved
it because it's someone yelling at a maskless person.
Yes, I loved it.
This is written for Ben.
This was. It was just so good. So Sonia was trapped in a spa in Palm Springs for quarantine. Yeah, I was there. I wanted to do some colonics, some green juices. Doing them for 3 weeks straight, I was like, just put an IV of kale into my arm until I look like Ellen Barkin, you know? And boop, I blew the poop chute right out.
You know, Andy, after my season-long addiction to diuretics, I just had to reel it in, Andy, and go ask for help. Which she's still sticking to her diuretics' defense, which is hilarious.
Yes.
And he's like, so, Luann, you're keeping busy. How are you doing that with no cabaret? She's like, well, don't think I'm not still working on Viva La Diva, Andy. All right? Now, who would you rather marry F. kill?
You know, Andy, the truth is, there may be no cabaret, but given that life is a cabaret, is there really no cabaret? Thank you. Ben, write that one down. We're putting that in the show.
You know, Andy, I don't know if you've seen the end of Cabaret, but it's not necessarily the happiest ending. But guess what? It's done again and begins again every night, just like life. Life is a cabaret. Oh, chum.
Maybe this time there won't be a pandemic. Maybe this time I'll wear a mask.
By the way, look what I have behind my head. If I can figure out.
Rose bricks. Oh, yeah, you got your Sonage.
Yeah, I've got my Luann Sonage connection, which is why I look fabulous. So gorgeous. Please go buy Sonage wherever you buy other things and little knickknacks and such. I don't even know. Just go buy it.
Yes. Anyway, Andy, the point is this. I have been working on Viva La Diva. I've been road testing a few giant hats with sparkles on them. I'm trying to add some volume to my already large pumpkin head. And it's been going great. Thank you. Thank you so much. And no autographs at this time.
Leah, you said the following. You put the following on Instagram. Let's watch it. So they put a clip of Leah going, you know what? I am so and she's wearing a mask. First, you know, this is what bothers me, okay? Of course I wear a mask whenever I leave the house and stuff. You do not have to wear a mask to take a selfie in your own home. You know, like, come on, guys. Okay, we get it. You're fighting the good fight. You don't have to, like, wear your mask in the fucking shower. We get it. You're doing everything right, Leah, okay?
Yeah.
She's like, look at me on Instagram in a mask, all right?
I am so disgusted by some of my castmates and their families who spent the entire fucking quarantine in Florida living it up, and then they fucking come back to New York and are out like nothing, like not taking shit seriously, and basically laughing in all our mask faces. Fuck you guys.
Fuck you.
That's despicable and very day classe.
Well, who were you referring to? And Ramona's like, obviously it was me, because I was the only one in Florida, okay? I'm the only one who gets invites from Children of Trump. That's it. Sorry you're jealous, okay? Sorry you're jealous.
You know what? I took all the precautions, okay? So, for instance, I walked into CVS and I said, is that coronavirus? Can you test that ear? And they said, ma'am, please put on a mask. So I put on a mask and then I pulled it down and I said, wait, one more test. I took all the precautions, okay?
I know, and behind her is a huge tissue box. Like, it's a huge crate that says tissue on the front, which I didn't really get, but it was funny during this discussion. And Leah's like, you're lying right now, okay? And what's upsetting is the lack of awareness. In New York City, people are dying, and they can't even say bye to their families, and you're on Instagram like, look at my workout. They cut to Ramona in like a fancy hotel room, like posing on the ground with a yoga block.
My abductors and adductors. What's the difference between abductor and adductor? I don't know, but they both make me look ageless. Mm-hmm. And then you see, there's a shot of her and
she's cooking and Avery. And she's like,
they're like, they got the best. She's like, it's turtle time, Avery. You give it a try. It's turtle time. Turtle time. Cinco de Mayo, okay? Happy coronavirus turtle time, okay?
And so Ramona gets a monologue, her Corona monologue. They're online, they're calling her Corona Singer, which is fucking hilarious, by the way. I'm so mad I didn't think of that. So
she's typhoid. She's Corona Ramona. Yes. Trying to do a typhoid Mary thing, but it actually sounded nothing like that. Okay, go on.
So then we get Ramona's big monologue. She's like, you what? I wake up every morning at 4 o'clock and I read all the freaking news. She like blinks really hard in their face. She's making a point. It's like, how many hundred thousands of cases? How many thousands of deaths? It's climbing. It was scary shit. And then I would live my best day that I can. And Avery and I would do workout classes. And I was like, whoa, you're losing me now. like, you had me. You had me until you started going into the most fabulous life ever, okay?
I tried to give you a musical accompaniment to really drive home.
I liked it.
It was Ramona's big moment. Yeah, she's like, even though we do workout classes, we donate to charities, and people said we were inspirational.
We are inspirational.
Because what else am I going to do? Hold up and cry all day like I did with Mario when he said he didn't want to get back together with me in Boca? No, I'm not going to do that again, okay?
It's not about crying all day. It's about acknowledging the situation. I acknowledge the situation. I live the fucking situation, okay?
Yeah. And it says, you also lied about donating your drug? Did I write blood? Why did I write down drug? You donated your drugs. She would never donate her drugs.
That was me. It was my diuretics. And that poor cleaning lady just fell down the stairs after. Total loss of motor skills, Andy.
Oh, I have to tell you something. When I fed my water pill to that iguana that my neighbor has, have you ever seen a lizard on a ceiling before? What a sight. So Leah's like, you also lied about donating your blood. You know what? Just stop. Stop right there, okay? Just stop. And Andy's like, did you donate your blood? Yes. Yes, I did. I have wonderful, wonderful blue blood, and people love it, and it's for the 1%ers, okay? I'm sorry. I have to give my blood to the people who deserve it, okay?
Look, February, a I got a sinus infection, okay? And I thought it was the beginning of Lyme's disease. They went testing for COVID, okay?
The so COVID.
Then, yeah. So then, because it wasn't out yet, right? Like, we knew, and when did we start? It was March, right?
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny. Like, of course, Ramona calls it the COVID.
Oh, the COVID.
Testing for the COVID.
Yeah. And she's like, so they weren't testing. So then I went to Aspen in March. Then I went to Florida for 8 weeks in quarantine. Then I went to the Boca Beach Club I'm a member of. Sorry, okay? Sorry you're not members, okay?
Coronavirus is not a member, so it couldn't come into the club, okay? It's not a member, okay? His membership is up for review, and guess what? It's failed, okay? But I was able to come in, so it's okay, okay?
Yeah, and then I went to the beach and played tennis, and they had testing there. So I got
a lab at the beach tennis court.
The lab at the beach at the Boca Club.
They tested me, and I had antibodies, okay? And I was like, no, I'm not antibody. I just don't like what Leah wore with 50 girlfriends, but I'm very pro-body, okay? But apparently I had it. So then Dr. Chase figured it out. And when he said I had Lyme disease and I had a sinus infection, I also had COVID and I also had lice, okay? And he said I'm a very strong girl. I'm sorry, I'm strong.
So then he goes, well, I think you're a Petri dish. That's what it sounds like to me, right, girls? And then he grabs up. And Leah's like, oh, it's just you don't have to follow the rules and everyone else does. And she's like, I had the right to come back home, bitch!
Like, Ramona just losing her mind.
I know. This, you know what? You had your mask on with those fingers. You're giving middle fingers and said, fuck my castmates. That's low brow. By the way, can we just like take a moment to appreciate that Ramona's, like, how she detailed her quarantine was that she basically traveled all across the country.
With COVID.
Yes. With COVID. And if it weren't for the lab at the Boca Country Club's tennis court, she would have never known that she had antibodies while she had Lyme disease and while she had sinus. Ramona is fucking
patient zero for this. And then she went to some Republican party where someone got it the next day. I'm like, how many people did Ramona give this to?
This is Typhoid Mary right here. It really is. Like, you know how Typhoid Mary, we've talked about the Typhoid Mary. Had Typhoid, but was asymptomatic and just kept on giving it to people.
Yes, Corona singer, just like the internet.
I refuse to stay in quarantine. So
Ramona's like, I have a right to come back, bitch. And everyone's like, oh, Ramona, I can't believe she said the B word. Who says something like that? Ramona's like, yeah, because she's being mean to me, okay? Didn't you make that video with your fingers like that? So rude.
So
Low brow. So Andy's like, Dorinda, you were upset that Ramona went to a party that Donald Trump Jr. hosted and his girlfriend tested for corona right after that party. She was positive. And Trina's like, you know what? Ramona's not going to tell the truth. All right. She's like, look, went to an outdoor party, okay? I stayed 6 feet away, and I stayed there for an hour and a half, okay?
Yeah, I don't see what the big deal is. I stayed 6 feet away, -5 feet, and I stayed there for an hour and then another 4 hours. Then we all went inside and we all talked and we said, what are we going to do about this coronavirus situation? Everyone's getting sick. I mean, thank God none of you have your masks on, because then I wouldn't even know who I'm talking to. But now I do know, and now we can address this together as human beings, okay?
Okay. You know what, Ramona? You're not supposed to be in a place where you gather. There's rules and regulations we're supposed to follow. Not just for yourself, but for others. You know what? I don't have the virus. I don't have the virus, okay? Obviously, I'm doing things correctly. No.
No, you actually had the virus. You did things incorrectly. Actually, I won't even say she did things incorrectly, because it sounds like, if her story is true, it sounds like she had the virus, like, before people really knew what was going on. But you're still not doing things correctly. Even if you don't have the virus, you're not doing things correctly.
I've got antibodies, guy.
So Leah's like, well, God knows how many people you gave it to. And then there's, that's the ignorance right there. You know what? That's ignorance. You know what? It's like when you want to make a sandwich and you say, all I need is one piece of bread. Oh, yeah? That's called, you can say it's an open-faced sandwich. I'll tell you what's an open face. Ramona Singer without a mascot. That's an open face.
I don't have the virus.
You're unvirusable.
Well, but I thought you said you did have the virus. Like, like, yeah, but it was in February before we do. And Andy's like, but you know, Ramona, I hate to break up here, but you can get it again. I mean, I'm very scared of getting it again. You all might remember I have a son. Have I mentioned that?
Sonia's like, she's like, and you can spread it with your spit, especially if you're swapping it with Dubin. And Dorinda's like, and she was doing her dancing and everything. At night, she has a at night, she goes to a speakeasy with no mask on, or no mask speakeasy at the Breakers with Harry Dubin. I was like, where is this going now? A speakeasy with Harry, what?
At the Breakers. What the hell? So Leah's like,
people are dying. She's just yelling, people are dying. And Andy's like, come on, ladies, please, ladies. You know what? 100,000 people. 100,000
You don't have to wear your mask outside. I don't wear masks in the ocean. I don't wear masks in the ocean, okay? I don't wear masks in the ocean.
We are responsible for sending messages to the world. Do not write it, regret it, say it, forget it. You better back it up, bitch. Clip. You're welcome, world. You're welcome.
There's a mermaids down there, okay? And you're walking around without a mask on the ocean. There are mermaids down there, Ramona.
I don't wear a mask in the ocean. And Leah's like, it's not about wearing a mask in the ocean, you fucking idiot.
And he's like, stop, guys, shut up. He's like yelling, like, oh my god. He has to yell extra hard because they're like, you know, separated by 1,000 rugs.
And so Ramona goes, tell them to shut up. And Dorinda goes, it's heartbreaking.
Say heartbreaking.
So heartbreaking.
Aren't you glad you came, Tinsley? She's like, oh, not really. Oh.
And Andy says, so Ramona, can I make one more comment? And she's like, no, just between it's you over. And I. No, it's done. It's over. Next.
It's over, okay? Just like what Mario said to me when I crawled into bed with him, he said, no, it's over, okay?
Oh, Lord.
So Andy's like, do you understand how maybe what you're putting out there that is like not like that's not good, you know? And, you know, and she's like, you know what? I was in Florida, okay? And it opened up 45 days before New York State, okay? And so they said, coronavirus, you can't infect people because we're opening up early, and that's official. So I was okay, and I went to a restaurant with my girlfriend, Yaz Hernandez. We took a picture next to each other, okay? And we were at a restaurant. We were allowed to do that. You can't get infected if you're allowed to take a photo in a restaurant. We all know that, okay? Case closed. Over. Next.
He's like, well, we've got so much to get through from the actual season. Let's check that out. So then we come back, and it's Leah segment.
Leah was sitting next to Andy, by the way. I thought that felt like that meant something.
She's the new star.
The new star, the breakout star, right?
But then she took her apple in New York and Real Housewives of New York off of her Instagram today. So everyone's on the Twitter.
I'm sure she's coming back.
Yeah, I think she's
How could she not
back
come too. Back? Of course
yeah,
she's coming
come on,
back.
Guys. Mm-hmm. So I just sat home and like masturbated all day for the first time in like 2 months. So Leah's segment.
I'm just laughing at that. That was funny to me.
Yeah, Leah's segment. The little things you write down are so funny. And Dorinda in the bathroom asking her, oh my God, you have a tattoo on your vagina. It's a butterfly. Why'd you put a butterfly there? And she's like, because they fly. It's like, they don't fly. They don't fly.
Spread your wings and prepare to walk. That's what I say. Hey, Sarah Paulson rated Leah's freshman season on a scale of 10, a 25. And John Oliver said, I think she's good. Throwing TG torches, diving naked into a pool, trashing Ramona's house. I'm not sure I've laughed at anything harder than I laughed at that episode. Which, by the way, is really cool. I didn't know that John Oliver watched these shows. And, like, that's really cool. Like, if someone told me that, like, John Oliver thought I was cool for throwing tiki torches around the Hamptons, I would be like, awesome. Sweet. That's awesome.
So Leah's like,
I'm so excited for Leah.
She's like, it's been a really nice welcome. And, like, we're in quarantine. So if it had been really mean stuff said about me, I would have been, like, devastated. So.
Yeah. Well, you know. Here's what I thought about Leah, because Andy asked what everyone thought about them. I thought that, you know, with Leah, here's a tough New Yorker, younger than we are, at least age-wise, maybe not in appearance, you know, because we all look pretty good. I do say so myself, and on top of that, she's a mom, too. She's a mom, she's a businesswoman, she's very vulnerable, She has a very granola mother. I mean, wow, granola, right?
Big well, time what granola. I like, Andy, is that you can have a conversation. She actually listens to you, unlike some people. And Dorinda's like, you know what? I just like the new angle. Look, we're a bunch of ladies. We don't go downtown. And she's very confident in going downtown. Rushing fast. I mean, she's very confident. She's very dirty. Downtown is terrifying. That's what I'm saying. I'm never going downtown again. Thanks for asking, Andy.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but tiki torches will never look the same to me. Ha ha! I tried to date one. That's what I'm trying to say. I tried to date a tiki torch, and he rejected me. Just with stony silence. So, yes, can't ever look at them in the same way.
And Ramona's like,
what was the question?
And they're still hiding in my garage, okay? And I'm not bringing them out yet. And then she and Leah laugh at each other like they weren't just screaming, you fucking bitch and you fucking idiot at each other literally 2 seconds ago. They're like,
oh. That happens. It happens like all the time on this reunion. It's just so funny. It's so funny. Like Ramona and Dorinda are like so nasty to each other. And then at one moment they're like kind of defending each other. I'm like, well, I don't get it.
Yeah.
So what's changed the most with Leah? And so she has stopped drinking and then, she stopped drinking, basically. And then Tinsley pipes in and she's like, you know, I joined when I was at such a low point. I should mention, they're all like praising Leah for her confidence. So I think like Tinsley's trying to explain why she's was not like that. And so she's like, well, I joined when I was at such a low point and I was like much weaker and not confident. And I love the way that you came on, Leah, and you had like nothing to hold you back. And you were super confident with yourself because, you know, we did connect right away. And you know, Leah does listen. And, you know, I've had a hard time with some of you guys listening to me.
And Andy's like, Leah, what's your constant age shaming about and comments about being the only one who still got her period? Shouldn't you be seeking wisdom from these people? Like, look around the room.
I like...
No.
Ramona Singer, what wisdom?
Asking for wisdom.
The best place to get your medical results is to go to your nearest country club and find a recreational space such as a tennis court or a golf tee. And ask for the lab.
Yeah, ask for a doctor that's named after something you can sit on or lie on, guy.
Dr. Chase. So, so Leah doesn't think she age shames. All the women agree that she doesn't age shame. They think it's fine. And Dorinda's like, you know, I think she does ask for us for advice. And she calls me all the time about Kiki. She's always like, hey, I want to know something about... I'm in a situation with Kiki and I need to fix it. What would you do, Dorinda? Because I want to do the opposite. So I tell her. It's very helpful.
You know, the Leah you see now in that little apartment she lives in, that was Dorinda when I was her age. And I was like, oh, that's horrible. And Leah's like, well, I upgraded my apartment, so Leah, I guess you should come over and check it out. And the one's like, oh, God.
No, never will do that. And we have a flashback. I totally forgot. We have a flashback of Lou going to her apartment and the producer saying, so what do you think about Leah's apartment? She goes, do you really want to know? Actually, she grunts first. She goes, do you really want to know? It's like her voice has like never been so deep and evil.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a... When your best friend starts dating someone, it's kind of like you start dating that person too. And with the current pandemic in our midst, you want to make sure you like them and that you trust them enough to go on a group social distance date with you and your boo.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to have a situation like Brandy Glanville and Denise Richards, if you know what I'm saying.
That's why there's Ship, S-H-I-P, the dating app where you can swipe on matches for you and your friends. Here's how it works. If you're single, you can invite friends to swipe for you.
And the best part is if you're not single, like me, you can still join in and help your friends out. So you don't need to make a profile or anything like that. You just join your friend's crew and start swiping.
And recently, we've been swiping on Ship for potential suitors for Drew. And let me tell you, we have very different tastes. And it makes this app even more fun.
Just think about it. Like, how much different would this world have been if someone could have swiped for Luann and set her up with someone other than Tom? Think about that, okay? Anyway, we've been doing it, like Ronnie said, for our friend Drew, and it's a blast. So, guys and gals, date someone your friends already like. Download Ship, the app that lets you swipe with your friends. That's S-H-I-P. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store to start swiping today.
Happens commercial.
And then, is everybody ashamed that they were judging her tattoos. And Dorinda's like, I didn't upset her. And Sonya's like, nope, not upset. Look at her. She's fine. You know what? I didn't shame her at all, okay? I didn't say it was disgusting to have tattoos, okay? I didn't say, why do you have tattoos? I was just saying, it's disgusting to have tattoos. Why do you have tattoos?
Yeah.
Sorry,
not
okay?
Used to it. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just not used to it. Like, when I hang out with Kimberly Guilfoyle, I'm like, wow, look at your pristine body with that tattoos. I'm sorry that you have coronavirus right now, but at least you don't have tattoos. So it's just weird to be around someone like Leah, who has tattoos everywhere and is very slutty. That's all. That's all.
You know what? To each slut their own slut. That's what I'm saying.
Just not used to being around sluts. That's all, okay?
That's it.
No judgment.
And Leah's like, actually, the only comment that made me feel, like, kind of icky was when Sonya said that she wouldn't have sex with me because I had tattoos. I was like, and then they show it, and she's laughing at it and, like, giving a high five. And so, and she's like, I guess it was because it was about sex. I was, like, extra offended. Like,
oh, you know, that was just a joke because, like, we have, like, a little sexual tension. So the joke was, like, oh, that's a deal breaker because the joke was that, like, it looks so terrible on you that I would never want to have sex with you. So that's what the joke was. That's all. I'm like, that's still the same meaning.
Yeah, we had sexual tension, too. Sonya, come on. So Andy's like, all right, so vagina wings. And Dorinda's like, whoa. So they want to know, he wants to know where the vagina wings on her vajay came from.
Oh, it's actually a very crazy story, and I'm not sure we can air this. Okay, so here it goes. When I was 17, I took a hallucinogenic, and, like, I went to another dimension of the universe, and I had, like, purple wings. And when I came to, I said, I need to get this tattooed on me, because at some point, it's going to horrify a middle-aged woman who's very judgy. And oh my god, it all came true.
Yeah, and I was like, where am I gonna put it? Like, on my back? No, that's so obvious. I'm gonna put it on my puss. I'm so glad that you didn't go to another dimension and, like, have french fries. You know what I mean? That would have been the most awkward tattoo ever.
Yeah, or, like, go to another dimension and see, like, Herbie the Love Bug or something weird like that. Like, just, like, you just have, like, a little Volkswagen Beetle down there. It's my Beetle. It drives itself. So the men love it. And then Andy's asking Leah about her parents. And Leah's dad absolutely loves the show and, like, loves Sonya. He thinks it's a riot. But, of course, her mom...
like, of course, he's an artist. Yeah. He's an artist, Andy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, artists recognize other artists, especially the artists that appear in Century 21. Can't wait for this pandemic to be over for my clothes to be back on sale at Century 21.
Aww.
Oh, Century 21 just
filed for bankruptcy. Poor Century 21. I love that store.
I feel so bad for Sonya. She finally got her big break, and now the store is closing.
There's always Ross or Marshall's.
Ross. Or Steinmart.
Anywhere. Sidewalk. I don't care.
Just sidewalk, keep on I'm about
trucking.
To say.
Keep on trucking, girl.
Bins. Just bins. Anywhere bins. You see a bin, just put one in the bin.
Keep trucking. We believe in you.
We do.
So then they, you know, whatever. Leah, the dad loves Leah. Of course, the mom didn't love seeing her, like, naked and talking about peeing and stuff.
Granola! Granola!
Oh, I almost broke my tooth. Sorry. I was watching that clip featuring your mother, the granola bar.
Oh, I guess she doesn't like watching you naked. She'd rather see you act more kind, like a kind bar granola. Put that in the act, Ben. Kind bar granola.
Got it! Ben's just in the back taking notes. So, let's see. Andy's like, so when did you start drinking again? Was it because of the show? Because people are, you know, accusing of us of enabling you and et cetera. And she's like, no. Long before the show. It was like spring, Andy, like a long time before. And he's like, and now what about, did you worry? Like, here I am on this show with 9 relic alcoholics. Have I mentioned that yet? And she's like, well, you know, yeah, I mean, like, what's really crazy, Andy, is that, like, you guys met me all when I was drinking, but, like, for 10 years before that, I hadn't even, like, touched a drip, so.
Oh, my God, you're, like, the opposite of Luann, okay? Because you were sober for 10 years, then for the first year we met you, you were drunk and fun, and then Luann was a drunk for 10 years, and then she spent a year being totally miserable and boring. It's, like, the exact opposite.
All right. Well, I guess let's talk about the drunk elephant in the drunk room, drunkenness. All right. Let's watch this clip of everybody being wasted. And it might as well have just been the whole season.
And it was fantastic. And it was fantastic.
How are you going to fit this all in?
Everyone just did remarkable work. From Luann's tirade, well, you're out of the show. This is my show. You think you can walk into my show? It's my show. To Dorinda doing, I was dressing yesterday, the graphic news was nice book. To, like, everything else.
Yes. So Andy's like, Joe from Ohio says, this season's really tough to watch with the drinking. Does anyone wish they did more to address the sloppy behavior?
Who's going to address it? They're all sloppy. Like, who's going to say something?
And Leah's like, I addressed it.
Just
yeah, I'm not. I had never complained. And Leah's like, I addressed my behavior. I got sober. So he's like, yeah, I reeled mine in. I went to a spa that was water pill free, nothing but green juice and posters of Ellen Barkin. Just totally brought it in.
I definitely reeled it in, Andy. Barking it in, if you will. And Andy's like, all right, so you've altered your behavior, Sonia. You have a new face, I believe that. Ramona's altered her behavior. She wore a mask for at least 5 minutes. Luann, don't know much about you. Come on, let's bring this back. Dorinda, yeah. Have you seen anything that makes you want to alter your opinion or your drinking?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, when the season ends, I think we all stop drinking. I mean, I'm not like Ramona. I'm not out every single night. Ramona's out every single night drinking speakeasies, breakers, heavy dubin, whale sharks, all of it.
You know what? I drink water. Hello? Why do you think I'm so thin, okay?
She's like, you're not that thin.
Lawyer, pants on fire is what I also told Mario when he said he didn't want to get back together with me, okay? Lawyer, pants on fire.
You weren't just hanging around all the time, it's sad.
It's sad, Ramona.
And Leah's like, well, you know, I have a question. Like, what did you mean when you told Elise that you wish... Oh, no, I guess, sorry. It's Andy asking that. Andy's like, Leah, what did you mean when you told Elise... rest in peace, that you wish that she acted like that when she said that she wished that you acted more. I can't even read my own notes.
So she told Elise that after she went nuts in Rhode Island, Elise said, you're out of control. And she said, well, I'd like to lose control. And Leah's like, well, I do, but it was just more upset that she was like condescending to me, Andy, because that wasn't cool. And he's like, well, I'm just surprised. You know what, Leah, here's my big question. I was so surprised you didn't feel more shame when you woke up.
I know. Why didn't you feel more shame?
What's that about? Where's the shame? And she's like, look, they just showed a clip of everyone here wasted off their asses except Tinsley. And then I have one bad night and I'm like made to feel bad about it. Like shameful. I mean, it's such a different standard, Andy.
And then Drew's like, well, you know, it's like Ramona. You know, she does everything to deflect, and she's a whore. And like Leah's a whore. I'm angry.
I'm a drunk.
And that's what it is.
Never call her a whore. How dare you? You're lying.
Call me a whore.
I don't like Dorinda. You're lying, okay? That's disgusting. You need to go to church.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Dorinda. Oh, my God. Go to church. My God, go to church.
So then we come back from commercial and it's like, you know what? It's like, it's just that night in Rhode Island. It was a bit reckless after the tiki torch thing, okay? Yeah. And Andy's like, well, what made you stop drinking, Leah? She's like, we're in a pandemic and I need to be in the top of my game for my daughter. And besides, like, it's a pandemic. There's no celebrating. There's no going out. There's no humping Donald Trump Jr.'s legs. All right.
Hello. I followed all the precautions, okay? You don't wear a mask on the ocean. Don't wear a mask on the ocean. Go to church. Go to church. Learn about that in church, okay?
Tell it to Dr. Chase, okay?
So, Luann, was that sip of vodka really your first sip that you'd had? Yes, yes, it was my very, very first sip that I'd had since I followed all the rules of probation. And I said, you know what, self? Now's a good time to have some booze. I feel in control. I feel good. I'm going to hit the reset button. And there's a lot of terrible comics on stage. Because wasn't that like where there was like comedians on stage? Or no, that was a different thing.
Wait, was that last season? Maybe it was the comedy club. Yeah, maybe it was the comedy club.
The point is this. I was sitting there and I said, I want to hit the reset button, and I want to get drunk all over again and do it all over, and this time, I won't tell the cops I'm going to kill them all. I'll say, I'm going to support you all, so let me out and sing some cabaret to you all. I may have had some vodka earlier today, too, by the way.
Yeah,
may have had like, just a little bit.
And now, she's like, you know, I reeled it in, Andy. I stopped drinking again, but I just, now I just don't want to label myself. All right, it's a problem with me. I'm very aware of it. And, you know, sometimes it's going to be a problem, and sometimes it's not going to be a problem. And that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah. There's just so much, when you label yourself, there's just so much pressure. You know, when some days I'm cabaret icon. Some days I'm just that woman who sings happy birthday better than everyone else. It's so much pressure with these labels.
And Andy's like, well, guys, someone from Nashville says ladies didn't lose Outburst in the Hamptons. Give anyone else pause about her drinking. And she's like, well, let me give it pause, Andy. Like right now. Yeah.
It gave me pause. And I thought, oh my God, I am a star. Look at the way I just commanded everyone's attention in that room. I really should be careful with my drinking because if I'm too drunk, I don't appreciate how good I really am. So yes, thank you. Thank you for the question.
And Sunday's like, yeah, how many times have we made out when you're drinking? Am I right? Sexual tension. That's what I'm talking about. Sexual tension. And Lou's like, well, you know what? She just struck a chord with me that night. Like right now, strike a chord. Moon River!
So yes, I had to reevaluate my relationship with alcohol and at the end of it, I pass with flying colors. I pass my evaluation. And I'm drinking again. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, no one gets as mean as Dorinda when confronted about her drinking. And Dorinda's like, no. That's just Ramona doing that. All right. Ramona said, I need this to quit drinking. She did that as a zinger. All right. It had nothing to do with reality, Andy. She's like, what? That wasn't the question. Okay? It's when anyone asks you about your drinking. That was the question. Oh, she's so petrified of me. She's so petrified of me, Andy.
And then Ramona does this weird, like upper crust accent. She goes, darling, you're petrified if people call you drunk, okay? Darling, you're petrified, okay? Like, I feel sorry for you. It's not even a good accent.
Do you know what? People call you drunk. It's like, you're a drunk. I feel sorry for you.
I feel sorry for you, Ramona.
And he's like, look, just answer the question. I mean, it seems like you get very defensive when anyone brings up your drinking. She goes, you know what? I'm very sensitive about it, and I would expect someone like Ramona to not use it as a weapon.
Why are you so sensitive? Well, I find it very accusatory, you know? Like, for instance, when Ramona says it, it's very accusatory. You know, I try not to point out when Ramona's drinking or when she's sleeping with all sorts of people. I try not to point that out. I try not to point out those times when she crashes her car into buildings and lights them on fire and terrorizes people. I try not to do that, you know? But sometimes it just happens.
See, she can't even answer the question. She can't answer the question. And Luann's like, look, Dorinda doesn't like being told that she's had too much to drink, and I get it. I don't like being told that stuff either, you know, but I have to do it because I just look out for my friends, because Lord knows I've had my issues.
Shall I get into that, Andy? Are we at the Luann segment? Because I'm ready to go.
You know what? Luann's right. She does help me. But Ramona does it to harm people's reputation and to be harmful. You know, you're a drunk. I'm angry. You're bipolar. That's what she does, Andy. That's what she does. I'm like, the only one who's been running around calling Luann a drunk is you.
Man. Yeah, by the way, that's what you've been doing. That she says she's for women, but she's not for women at all. So Andy's like, I feel like you're deflecting every time I ask. Deflection Dorinda. Deflection Dorinda. That's who she is. Deflection Dorinda, okay? It's a great nickname. Deflection Dorinda.
See, I just can't talk with her, Andy. It's like, answer questions, okay?
And the face lift looks great. The face lift looks great. Okay? Great face. Looks amazing. It looks amazing. It looks really wonderful. Which is like, actually, I do think it looks great. I think it actually is a really good facelift. But it's also like, of course Dorinda gets nasty like that. Of course she does. And Andy's like, but Ramona aside, even when Luann brings it up, I just feel uncomfortable. What else do I say? I don't like being called an alcoholic. I'm just uncomfortable. Okay, what else?
All right. Well, you know,
when you watch it back, does it make you question your relationship with alcohol? It's like, you know what? Yes, we all of us here, I think all of us could agree, since that's a group question, that of course we question our relationship with alcohol. Like, sometimes I ask the bottle, how can you end? How could you end? How could you leave me sitting here alone? You better back it up, you empty bitch.
And I love Dorinda, in an effort to not deflect, goes, of course, you know, of course I question my, you know, it's like, there's not a person here who doesn't. And if they don't admit it, this one over here with the facelift, they're lying.
And Annie goes, Ramona starts like, well, yeah. And Annie's like, come on, I'm asking her. What? You know what? Tell her to stop asking me that. She's like, listen, I've gone through a lot, and there's things I haven't expressed well, and then I use alcohol to express them, and things go wrong. I mean,
That's like the worst thing you could say. Well, for me, it's stress-related, and I don't have an outlet to express myself, so I use alcohol, and it doesn't turn out well. I'm like, that's like saying, yeah, you're an alcoholic. I mean, like what? That's like not how you're supposed to be using alcohol. You're supposed to, like, use alcohol for fun and to feel good, not because you're stressed and you can't express yourself, and every time you drink, it doesn't turn out well. That's not good. That's not good.
Well, as someone who's a huge fan of self-medication, I was just putting some lip stuff on to prove it. Yes. I get it, but at the same time, that's all she really needed to say the whole season. It was like, look, I'm going through a hard time. Sometimes I drink too much. Yeah. Sorry. You know? Like, if she just
agree.
Said that.
But it's more like how she acts like, oh, it's no big deal, but then she describes this thing. I shouldn't say she's an alcoholic.
You know
not
what?
For me to
I
say
just
that.
Drink.
But
I just drink because sometimes there's a hunger that gets in me so bad, and if I don't drink, I start shaking. Right? That's all it is.
I know. She just says it like, oh, it's just whatever. I'm like, the way you just, how you described it sounds like a very unhealthy relationship with alcohol. I'm not saying change it because it's really interesting to watch, but I'm just saying she sort of says it like, yeah, you know, it's like when your breath smells, you have a Tic Tac, you know, and when you're stressed and you can't express yourself, you drink booze until you can't talk anymore.
Yeah. You know, one of the happiest couples I ever met, Andy. No, it wasn't Desmond Tutu and whoever he was with. It was Sid and Nancy, okay? They loved each other. A very happy couple, Andy.
You know who I loved? Bottles and James. That's a forever couple right there.
And the man's like, well, we've all had our days. I mean, I've seen myself through the years and look at it and go, wow, I gotta do something about happy birthday to you.
Well, it's, you know, we've all had our struggles. I don't think that if I were as drunk as I were 2 years ago, I would have even been able to fit this giant disco ball of a hat on my head and sing Viva la Diva. Viva la Diva. Yeah, shut up.
Well, someone from somewhere wants to know, guys, this season, all of you had something to say about Sonia's drinking. What makes this year any different than any other year? Which is the funniest question because it is every year. And just this year, they're like, you guys, maybe Sonia has a problem.
I know. So, Ramona's like, you know what? I knew it had something to do with the medications. You know what? Because when I was at my tennis doctor, I was like, I have a friend. When she drinks, she gets really drunk. And he said, maybe it's the medication. So I went and I told her, guess what? The Boca Raton tennis court doctor says that maybe you shouldn't be mixing a medication with your booze. And that was it. That was it. Okay?
Don't ignore Dr. Chase. Okay. And Sonia's like, it was a drunken sailor effect, guys. It was just a drunken sailor effect. And Luann's like, well, I mean, the problem with it was usually at the end of the evening, she'd be feeling like that. But this was at the beginning of the evening.
I know. I love that. The timeline was wrong.
And it's so true, though, because it's the same thing. I think it's the same answer for Leah when Leah's like, everyone was so mad in Rhode Island, but what's the difference? We just saw all of them wasted. And I think that's what got me about the Rhode Island thing, too. Like, she showed up geeked out of her mind. She was already, yeah, like, manic and, like, I don't know if she was Adderall'd out or just, I don't know. She was geeked out.
Pacing,
so that's different, yeah, you know? It's important when you're wasted.
It actually really is.
If I just showed up as wasted as I get right now, you guys would be like, Ronnie, you can't show up to work. Like, mm-hmm, come on.
It's supposed to be a communal experience. And so that's why, like, if you're drinking and then, like, everyone is at a certain pace and then someone is, like, going three glasses ahead, you're like, uh-oh. And then if they're out of sync, it ruins everything because the whole point is you're supposed to be at the same level at the same time, okay? So, so yeah, they're like, yeah, it's just that she was, you know, like, It's one thing for her to be so wasted that she falls on her face from a chair. First thing, you know, we want her to be like that at the end of the night. You know, it's like, you ever have a thunderstorm in the middle of the day and then it's done, but there's still dark clouds in the sky and you're like, wow, it feels like nighttime, but it's 1 p.m. It's like that. It's very disorienting.
And were you really drinking rosé and Coke? And Sonia's like, yes, Andy, I was looking for any kind of solution. What?
Any mixture will do. So then she's like, well, you know what? When I saw myself show up to Luann's Halloween party, and then we get a clip of her showing up in that, like, Maleficent dress, but like, hey, oh, I love a crustacean, which is, like, the best way to enter a party. She's like, I had up my meds, okay? The diuretic. I had upped the diuretic. I'll tell you someone who would never do that. Ellen Barkin. Mm-mm.
And you know what? I was also on a diuretic the first year when I fell under the table with Bethany. You know, I just don't like the message I'm sending to my younger viewers with that. Now listen, don't take diuretics.
Yeah, D is for diuretics. D is also for don't. And T is for take. So DDT, don't take diuretics.
So what happened? Oh, what happened was it slowed my motor skills, Andy. I'm like, yeah, you know what else does that? Drinking.
Yeah. So then Andy goes, so Dorinda, you questioned how Sonia's water pills got her so wasted. And then Dorinda goes, yeah, well, I take the same ones. I mean, I take them every single day. I'm like, that's not proof. Going. There we go. I was like, that's not going to disprove anything. That's like literally like, okay, it was the water pills then. Look at me. I'm great, Rug.
Look at me. I'm doing great, Andy.
I'm great. I'm great. You better back it up, Rug.
I'm as sober as a puff in the pizza parlor, Andy. I'm fine. And Sonia's like, you know what? Once I threw away those pills with Ramona, the next night I was fine. I kept up with everybody.
I was only a sloppy mess and baring my breasts at the end of dinner, not at the start. It was great.
Yeah, but I've taken it since I started menopause. So, you know, well, I'm fine. And she goes, yeah, but doesn't it make you want to urinate? And Dorinda's like, oh, yeah, I want to urinate right now.
I'm ready to pee.
What? I'm not even on that pill. I want to urinate right now, okay?
Well, I can't believe you take... Could you believe a girl? She takes a water pill every single day. Ha, that's a lot. Hit it, boys. Happy birthday to water pills. Thank you.
So,
thank
urination you. Break. And then we come back, and the real fun begins. So, this season, Tinsley finally found her fairy tale wedding. Turns out Prince Charming is a big guy with curly hair who sells coupons.
Yeah, so we see a montage of Tinsley's season, basically, and Dorinda's just rolling her eyes during all of it, like, oh, God. Rolling her eyes, I mean, like, which, again, doesn't make sense. If Dorinda's whole issue is that she feels like they're not a relationship or Tinsley's not being honest, this is the most honest thing that Tinsley has done. She left the show for love. I mean, there's nothing, like, she finally said, okay, I'm giving myself over to this, and I want to be with Scott. Like, so what is Dorinda rolling her eyes
at,
right?
She's not just rolling her eyes. She's, like, rolling her eyes hate. Like, she's being hateful. She's just giving she's being all hateful, these hateful to, like, looks.
Oh, so, like, actually a very happy story.
Yeah, and Andy's like, well, Tinsley, it wasn't the smoothest ride, but you're together. Show us your ring. And she does. And she says, it's just weird sitting here. No, you know what? It's not weird. It's surreal.
It's surreal. It's like wearing masks on an ocean. Surreal. It's a weird feeling. You don't want to do it, okay?
I mean, it's just so nice because, like, I have Scott and it's like we're a family. It's like I have a family again. That's really nice.
Oh. Hey, was there one thing that was holding you two back as a couple? And if it rhymes with Orinda, feel free to say it.
Being on a TV show, I think, was holding them back.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Being on a TV show and in a different city, I think that's what the big issue was, and he obviously didn't like it. So Tinsley's like, yeah, I mean, you know, I was like, I tried other things. Like, I started dating Bruce, you know, who's also in Chicago, and I think I just was doing it because I wanted to make a jab at Scott to be like, I'm in Chicago, dude, I'm dating someone. Oh, yeah, I like mind games.
Yeah, so you're a fucking stalker, basically. And Andy's like, you like a mind game. She's like, a lot of girls do, Andy. And so she's like, you know what? And I've gotten to be, like, the housewife I always wanted to be. And, like, he never saw me in a normal situation, but I will tell you, I will never complain about having to travel so much again. Andy, I miss traveling. He's like, yeah, we all feel that way. I mean, how ironic. You have to leave the housewives to become the only real housewife in the group.
Yeah. And so, will Tinsley be more than just a housewife? And she's like, well, I'm doing a lot of stuff right now. I'm working with PETA and No Kill Shelters. And the other day, I learned how to make a frittata. It was really hard.
You're bringing awareness, okay? Dead dogs and egg things.
Yeah. Awareness, okay? It's like how I bring awareness to the fact that you don't need a mask in the ocean, okay? Go to church. Go to church.
Well, you have to give us... You have to give us something here. I mean, come on. I mean, we were a little doubtful because you'd broken up so many times. But I felt, like, shamed or, like, embarrassed or, like, humiliated. I mean, I just cried about him so many times. It's like, well, I mean, we were happy for you, but, you know, it's kind of like me and that hotel in West Palm, you know. We felt shut out.
Listen, you know what? We just were feeling very shut out because you were just becoming so protective of your relationship. It was almost as if we were all mocking you to your face and you decided to circle the wagons around the man that you loved. It just didn't really make sense to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can just come back and say I'm trying again. I couldn't talk about babies because you'd be like, oh, this again.
I was like, yes, that was us maybe you were listening to.
Yeah. But I love that. I love that she's like, because Sonia's like, well, you weren't being open with us. And Tinsley's like, yeah, because every time I did, you'd be like, oh, this again. And Sonia defends herself by saying, oh, but you just brought it up so many times. That's all. It's like, it's my life. And it's a very boring life that we don't care about. I just don't know why you don't share more of it with us.
So Andy asks if she left because Scott made her choose between him and the show. And she's like, no. And he goes, well, you know, he didn't love the show. And she goes, well, the show is definitely an issue. And so I knew that when we got back together, that if we wanted to stay together, I shouldn't be on the show. I was like, so yes.
So, he didn't verbalize it, but his behavior towards you suggested that that's the choice you
right.
had to make.
So he didn't say you have to quit the show. He just said he wouldn't be with you if you were on the show.
Okay, but that's how you met him. That's how you met him, though. That's how you met him. Would I ever tell John to never have a hot dog again just because I met him at a hot dog stand? No, of course not.
You know what? You're here. You know your husband because of this show. And now he hates us. Oh, what did he hate us?
Well, probably. You've been a vile monster
you've been
all
awful.
Year.
Yeah. You've been awful.
You've been terrible. And yeah. It's like, yeah, but also because he lives in Chicago. She's like, well, you know what? Thank God for the show. You're welcome, okay? Thank you, Bravo, for giving Tinsley a show so she could meet Scott. She's so upset now.
And meanwhile, Tinsley's in the background. I can't even hear what she's saying, but she's like, well, you know, the thing is, that we really like each other and Scott just like he just wants the best for me and like I would love it. Why would I not leave her love? I love love and I love love and I have my ex living and my mom says that I don't look as pretty as Topper and I don't know what I say to her.
Ramona, would you leave the show if you got a man one day? I mean, that's a big if, but if you do and he didn't want you to be on the show, she's like, if he put a ring on it. And you, Lou?
For sure. I left a career in Italian television for my first husband. Let's not forget, Andy.
I left a career as one of Italy's top political commentators on the searing Sunday morning show Meet the Meatballs. And it was a devastating loss for them and for me. But I did it for love. I did it for love.
I don't know
love.
If you remember that clip of me shilling bologna sandwiches in the parking lot of a Big Lots yes. when you did that retrospective of me, Andy. But that was a tough one to leave.
It was, you know, Wheel of Angel Hair was a wonderful game show. And I really enjoyed turning those little raviolis with the letters on them, but I left it.
Oh, leprosy. You know that show where you had to answer about different diseases but in questions? It's a rough one, Andy. It's rough to leave.
I was right in the middle of an interview with Roberto Benigni, and I got the call that I was engaged, and I said, I'm sorry, Roberto, life is beautiful, and I'm leaving this interview right now for love. Goodbye.
He was so sad he did a Holocaust film next.
Oh, goodness.
I left a career in Italian television for my first... I mean, I'm going to say that for everything. Like, sir, are you enjoying your meal? Oh, I left a career in Italian television to eat it, so you bet your bottom dollar, buddy.
You bet. I left hosting a children's show called Semolina Street for this.
So Sonia is like, they all have gold sanitizer bottles. I guess that's, they were given hand sanitizer in like a gold bottle. And so Sonia, we just see Sonia with it. And is like, Sonia, hold on, Tinsley. Hold on. Because Tinsley's still like, I love Scott so much. Chicago. And Andy's like, hold on with that, Tinsley. Sonia, you're putting hand sanitizer on your legs. And she's got her leg up in the air, rubbing her leg. She's like, I need a little shine today, Andy.
Hand sanitizer it is. So now it's the Dorinda versus Tinsley segment, the big showdown. And Dorinda and Tinsley have not spoken since she left, of course. And Dorinda's like, well, I think that Tinsley's only spoken with Leah, but, you know, Tinsley never really spoke with any of us, you know? She never really shared with any of us.
We were friends at one point, but whatever. You know, that vile turkey baster comment, Dorinda.
It's like, what, are you having trouble getting pregnant? Because you could only be upset if you were having trouble, all right? We're having trouble.
It's like, no, but there are women in this world who are having trouble having children. And then
it's like, oh, you know what? I'm surprised you don't already have a child. You're not even pregnant yet. I mean, it's all you've talked about is how bad you really think.
This was like very nasty. It and was. Then Tinsley is smart. Tinsley's really smart. She's like, I'm the turkey master. That's IVF. Andy's baby is IVF. Would you say the same thing to Andy? I was like, oh, well played, Tinsley. Well played. That was a good pivot, you know?
And Dorinda's, I know, it's very nice to not see Tinsley just taking it from Dorinda. And do you see how Dorinda reacts? She kind of like backs off towards the end where she looks just kind of dumbfounded that someone came back for her. So Dorinda's like, that was wrong. I apologize for that one. And Ramona's like, wait, you know what? Stop. I heard something I've never heard before.
Ramona, will you take me back?
No, no.
I've said I'm sorry. Listen, I apologize to you all the time, Ramona. Listen, every time, Ramona.
It was a bad joke. And they laughed. You know what? They laughed. So actually, was it such a bad joke? Ramona laughed the most. Ramona laughed the most, okay?
And Andy's like, well, so, I thought it was mean. And Tinsley's like, how dare you? How dare you, Dorinda?
But she's apologizing, okay?
She's apologized, okay? I'm going to defend her, even though she's been terrible to me, because I'm good. I'm a good person. I go to church, okay?
She's apologizing, which is what you do in church, okay?
So, Willa from Brooklyn asks, Dorinda, what is your issue with Tinsley? I mean, you talk about your charmed life as a wife living down the road from Princess Diana in Kensington, but then you mock Tinsley for wanting to be a wife and having a family. She's like, well, I believe half of what I hear and all of what I see and none of what I feel. So that's why I drink a lot, so that way I can recalibrate all those senses, you know? So this is what I say. As far as I can tell, Tinsley doesn't live next to Princess Di. She doesn't live near a Di store. Get it? That was a joke. It was another joke. People laugh at my joke, okay?
And she says there's a lot of stuff that went on. And Tinsley's like, well, what after what happened was... It's like, uh-oh, dun-dun-dun, here it comes. So it's like, what happened was, after we broke up in Miami, me and Dorinda got in a horrific fight that wasn't on camera because I told you about Scott generously giving John some money that you didn't know about.
She goes, what? I didn't know. I didn't know, and I don't know about that. What? I mean, I know he did a commercial with you. I don't even know why we're talking about
that. Yeah, you do commercials.
Desmond Tutu. I know Desmond Tutu. Hillary Clinton. I'm with her.
No, you felt betrayed, and you felt bad, and you manifested in your anger towards me, and after all that we've been through, I will make it up to you. I promise you. Sorry, sometimes I sing songs by Chicago just to get in the spirit.
That's just not true. That's just not none of what she just said is true. Okay, I've never gotten involved with John's finances.
And Andy's like, so is it because he gave John money?
She's like, no, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what.
And Tinsley is leaning so forward in her chair right now. She's like, the producers didn't want me to stay in the house because you were so crazy that they were worried for my safety. You turned on me the moment John got that money. They made you leave the house. And then my mom came by and said, now there, go in there with my little Tinsley. Get into a small room, my little Tinsley, and scratch her little eyes out. It'll be hilarious. I've got video for Topper. Go ahead.
And Dorinda's just pumping her leg. It's like pump, 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 pump. Because that's what she does whenever she's cornered. She just starts pumping it really hard. So you called him and you screamed at him. And then we see the clip of Dorinda in Miami just pacing back and forth and just raging into the phone.
Raging.
Just going crazy.
The camera is close up on her face. Says, don't you run game behind my back ever. I don't want you to talk to Scott. He's not your friend. So when I say don't do something, you better
fucking well listen. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and they just show Sonya looking like, whoa, like scared in the hallway. And Luann's like, oh, I remember that phone call. We were traveling. Yes, Luann, they just set up.
Yeah, I believe that was the morning after you guys were all terrible to me in Miami. Absolutely horrible. And I went up to my room and I thought, I almost am going to drink right now. I almost am. You're awful to me. Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I've done nothing for you to hate me the way you do. Your jealousy, your hatred, your obsession. Well, guess what? I'm getting married, so you can move on now.
It's like, Tinsley, I hate your life.
She's obsessed with it.
Jeez, God.
Wow, that was a twist. I hate your life. But that was a twist, and that is a lot. Now, there was someone on Reddit I saw this morning. I don't think I actually believe this.
Manly Bravo posted this. Who's great? You should follow her. We love her.
Oh, I thought that she just posted something that she saw.
She did. I just saw it on her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, she's lovely. But the Reddit, the comment was that Dorinda, like during, I guess, that commercial, Dorinda witnessed a physical, like, scuffle between Scott and Tinsley. And Dorinda was pissed and told John not to take any money from the commercial. Because I don't remember John being in a cabin, whatever commercial. And
yeah, they all were. It was couples. It was Carol and Adam and Dorinda and John. Right. And
I just don't remember Dorinda being in that.
Yeah, they were like in an elevator or something.
Yeah, I remember the elevator. I just blocked John out of the commercial because I wouldn't think to have John on a commercial for my product. But the thing is that that's the rumor that the person on Reddit said. So that's why Dorinda was so mad at John. I don't know. That's a pretty big allegation. I don't know. Like, Scott being physical with Tinsley. I mean, Tinsley, unfortunately, has said that she's been in an abusive relationship in the past. But I don't know. I think it could just be as simple. I mean, I also believe that John may have just asked Scott for money. Like, that tracks to me, too.
Well, and I think Dorinda he was getting pissed. Paid for the commercial. I think that Scott offered to pay them for the commercial, and Dorinda refused, and John took that money behind her back. That's what I'm getting from it. I don't know. And then Dorinda got mad because she told him not to take this money, and he did. But about the abuse stuff, I don't know that I believe that, because that would mean that Dorinda is being kind of standing up for Tinsley, right? And being like, I don't want you to be with someone who's abusing you. So I don't see Dorinda doing that. And also, Dorinda's so nasty this season that she would totally use that. She would be like, hey, I saw that guy get physical with you or whatever.
I think she would have brought that up. And I also think that, like, I actually don't think that if Dorinda saw someone being physical against, like, Tinsley, I don't think she would be, like, yelling at Tinsley. Like, if that were the case, then she is, like, actually being horrific to the victim. And that's, first of all, that's awful. But I don't think Dorinda would do that.
Yeah,
I don't think that she would do that. I think Dorinda can get, she gets nasty at people that come for her. But I just don't see her doing that. And so I think that that other theory is true. I think that it's just as simple as, like, John took money and Dorinda didn't want him to. And she's like,
well, she's just kind of embarrassed, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Or just maybe she's mad that Tinsley brought it up at all. I mean, apparently it was off camera, but, you know, then it turned into a huge fight and production was there and stuff. So she probably hates Tinsley for bringing that up on camera and trying to hurt her relationship on camera. So now she's going to bring, you know, all of Tinsley's shit up on camera that, I mean, who knows?
I don't know. We'll find out. But it was definitely, like, that was a big surprise. I never thought Tinsley had any tea on anyone. I thought she was just going to do the same thing. I'm like, I'm happy now. Why can't you be happy for me being happy? But I was like, oh, she brought a major twist. That was huge.
And look at these producers not giving any fucks. I mean, the fact that they took that off the show and then put it back on the show is like, wow.
I wonder why they took it off the show originally. Maybe they didn't have time to develop that storyline or something. Or maybe it was too, like, off camera. I'm just, like, very surprised that never aired. But in a way, I think it was better that it aired now as this, like, bombshell. That, like, Bravo didn't even tease that there was going to be a bombshell. Normally they're like, and then you won't believe what happens at the end of episode one. This is just like, oh, we're just going to drop a bombshell on you guys.
Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere. It was wonderful.
It sure was, everybody. Well, this has been a very fun episode. We'll be back next week with this, and we'll be back next week with everything, actually.
Everything. All
Monday is Real Housewives of Potomac. Then we got Below
deck. So many things coming up, guys.
A lot of great stuff. We will see you next week.
Take care of yourselves. Stay safe. Hope everybody's feeling okay. Hope everybody in California is holding up okay. We love you guys.
That's our state.
Hope you're doing well and staying strong with all the fires and stuff.
And also be sure to check out as well our, we did a trailer breakdown for The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City this week. That was really fun. So go check that out too.
Yeah.
Not that that's as important as staying safe.
I know. We go from fire to plugging a bonus episode.
You went too fast. I was just going to try to plug the bonus episode and you went on to something serious. And I was like, the plug was already in my mouth and I had to like let it out. I couldn't not let it out.
Let the plug out. All right, everybody. Take care of yourselves out there. We sure love you. Talk to you next
time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordis, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.